Zero Rat and Maggie Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. I believe on Thursday, because a couple of people have asked this week, I did want to make note of this. On Thursday, we have Chris on from last week, who, if you remember his creepy story, or even if you don't, podcast it at Y94.com. His son has an imaginary friend named Henry. And recently, his son said something to the effect of, "Daddy, Henry doesn't like being dead. He's been very sick for a long time, and he would like help finding his mommy and daddy." And Chris lost his mind in fear, thinking his kid's seeing ghosts. So we're going to talk to him again on Thursday, because we pass along a whole bunch of information from you, the Playhouse family, as far as paranormal experts and therapists and all kinds of people, psychics, and we'll see what route he ended up going, if there's been any developments. Last I heard in an email exchange, he liked one of the suggestions from, it was somebody texted in, I think. I don't know if it was call or text, but somebody said, "Why don't you have a funeral for Henry?" And say, "Well, Henry's in the box now. Let's bury him in the backyard and see how that goes." So we'll see how just thinking about it gives me the heebie-jeebie. I don't like it. Podcast at Y94.com. And we talked to Chris again on, sounds like Thursday. A quick Playhouse mailbag situation for you. I think this one, I'm pretty sure the three of us can tackle this real quick if we want to. Miranda says, "I just started working at this new office, and these people are boring. I asked the lady the other day that I work closest with if they ever dress up for Halloween. I mean, come on, it's a dental office. Let's have some fun. Kids are there fairly regularly. Why not?" And they just stared at me like I was an alien and were like, "It's not that kind of office. I feel like they hate me, and I have half of mine just to show up in costume next week. I have a bunch from over the years. What would other people do if they were me? Would you conform to the boring-ass people, or would you live a little?" Here's the thing. Nobody wants to be the French maid at work, the one person that dressed up. Vampire, French maid, Power Ranger, Ninja Turtle, I don't care what you are. If you are the only person that did this, you're going to look like a freak all day.
Yeah, but if they're really that boring, who the hell cares? It's not like she's going to hang out with them anymore anyway. I would dress up.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
So you would next, is it Thursday?
Yeah.
You would next Thursday if I was like, "Maggie, that is dumb. Who dresses up at the radio station? Nobody can see you anyway. Dumb." You would show up in costume yes. Next Thursday.
See, I'm typically on your side, Zero. Mm-hmm. However, if I could convince somebody else to join me.
Yeah, so you're not the one?
Yes, because there's always that one person, and it's just everybody looks at that person like, what the heck?
I vote conform. You don't want to be really? The freak at work.
Yeah, but who cares what they think if they're really that boring?
Gage,
have some fun
at the office. I'm going to do just a quick experiment real quick, and we'll get the results of it a little over a week from today. Maggie, mm-hmm. That's stupid. Who would dress up here at the radio station? Nobody can see you anyway. If you show up next week in a costume on Halloween, you would be a freak of nature. I just want to see what happens. I'm just going to see. I want to see if you stick to your guns or not.
Well, I never said I was going to dress up.
Rat.
You're going to dress up.
Fine, I'll dress up. I don't care.
I think you've sat yourself up for it. I really do.
That's fine. I never...
You did throw out the French maid outfit.
Yes.
That's not happening, but...
Hey, you know what? Since we've been doing the text polls this morning, what should Maggie dress up as next Thursday? 35-270.
I'm going to come as my sister, by the way.
Ideas for Maggie. Identical twin sister for Halloween.
It works.
Anything. We'll see what we get. Maybe we can get like some finalists and pick Maggie's costume. Because you seem adamant about dressing up next week.
Well, who cares if they're really boring? Have some fun.
I really want to see some Miley.
Big deal.
And I will wear my striped clothes.
Well, you're making fun of me for looking like Robin Thicke. So if I'm dressing up, you're Miley and you're a teddy bear.
I'm fine with that. Maggie's costume ideas, 35-270. Let's see what you got. On the way, Bruno Mars, Gorilla, your news and weather. We did a pink Facebook share contest yesterday. Have to announce the winner for that one. And a mother-in-law that would really creep me out to have that after 8 o'clock.
The Morning Playhouse.
There's a reason they're on the radio.
Chew it slowly. Only think about the taste.
Y94.